You are listening to In the Shadows of Death by Saurabh Mukherjee, narrated by Asif Ali Beg. Day 1, 12:30 a.m. A monsoon night towards the end of June 2015. Central Plaza Hotel, Park Street, Kolkata.
Quite a dirty business, Agni. Inspector Arya Sen whispered to Agni Mitra, Assistant Commissioner of Police, Detective Department, Kolkata Police, as they made their way through the sparse crowd and headed for the toilets adjacent to the discotheque in the Central Plaza Hotel. It was past midnight. The hotel in Park Street was not as crowded at that time of the night as it would usually be in the evenings. Footfall was low on a working day. Also, with the restrictions on operating hours for pubs and discotheques across the city, the thin crowd at this time of the night was not a surprise. The rumbles in the sky sounded ominous. It was raining outside, the dirt and grime on the busy roads washed off. Those who had run for cover under the shades included men and women who had been working late in the many offices in the neighborhood, street children who would otherwise flock around foreigners staying in one of the plush hotels in the area, pimps who carried albums loaded with pictures of call girls and would get in the way of men roaming around alone in Park Street, and hookers who roamed the streets or waited patiently for hours on end in desolate corners of the roads or in the bus stops in their loud make-up and hopeful eyes, waiting to be picked up and driven to cheap hotels around the place. The incongruous mix of people who stood next to each other, skin to skin, in the bus stops or under the ledges of the showrooms of global brands that lined the road, made Agni smile to himself every time he crossed them. That one stretch of road had something for everyone in the city, the movers and the shakers, and those resigned to the gutters. Arya was bubbling with infectious energy, the hour of the night notwithstanding. It was a boon having Arya as a partner, Agni thought to himself yet again. Apart from the fact that Arya was one of the very few men in the force Agni got along with in the first place, Agni considered him one of the very few smart kids the force had. He reminded Agni of his own early days in the force.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?